Hi, I'm Martin Davis. I'm the tutor for CEMA Paper 2 at FBT. The paper format you have this time round, as ever, is a section A, which is full of multiple choice questions worth 2, 3 or 4 marks. Worth noting that if it's worth 2 marks, then the marker can only give you 2 or 0. So there's no point showing any working, because you can't get any marks for it. But if it's worth 3 or 4 marks, show you're working, because the marker may well be able to find you some marks within your answer, even if you don't get exactly the correct final answer. You've then got section B, which are 3 compulsory questions worth 10 marks each. In the past, we've seen that the likelihood is one of those is going to be a full essay, and at least one of them is going to be a numeric style of answer. They're worth 10 marks, so you should be allowing yourself something in the order of 18 to 20 minutes for each of those. You then have section C. You'll be presented with 3 questions. You have to do 2 of them. During your reading time, the 20 minutes before the exam, make that your priority to read through those 3 questions so you can work out which one you are not going to do. The pattern of topics for that section C appears to be an investment appraisal question, so make sure you can do standard net present value, internal rate of return, including tax and inflation. It has included a number of other topics, including some written work as well, so expect to perhaps write 10 or 12 marks worth of an explanation of the numeric topic that you've just gone through. The kind of things that are quite popular with this examiner in terms of essays, both in Section B and those essay style in Section C, are things like pricing, so you should look at marketing techniques over a life cycle of a product, things like just in time, and some applications of activity-based costing also. Worth noting that decision trees has come up a couple of times, and yet not for 2 or 3 papers, so that might be worth having a look at. Make sure you can comfortably do the mechanics of activity-based costing as well. And the linear programming has proved useful and popular in the past. This examiner also has thrown in quite a bit of stuff on learning curve. Never for very many marks, but perhaps a 4-mark one in Section A, or the lead into a question in Section B or C. So make sure you're comfortable with that. Especially don't let it put you off if it's at the start of a question. You should be able to work your way through it, even with an estimate, and then carry on with the rest of the question. Good luck.